Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, May 15th, and happy 47th birthday to NFL legend Ray Lewis. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. U.S. Representative Lucy McBath says women have got to stand up to Republicans in the abortion debate. Republicans in many states are looking to outlaw certain types of birth control. Musk Ministries is collecting food items for the summer lunch program. With the school year ending, food security is a major issue for many children. We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Valmet, a Finnish-based company more than 220 years old, began the latest chapter in its storied history on May 11th with the grand opening of its new North American headquarters in Peachtree Corners. Peachtree Corners Mayor Mike Mason was among the dignitaries commemorating the opening of Valmet, a global developer and supplier of process technologies, automations, and services for the pulp, paper, and energy industries. Valmet is organized around 5 business lines: services, pulp and energy, paper, automation system, and flow control. The company serves 5 geographical areas: North America, South America, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, Asia Pacific, and China. It employs more than 17,000 worldwide and is currently hiring for a variety of positions at the Peachtree Corners location.
I'm really angry that I have to be here to do this.
Why does the state, why does the government get to control our bodies? Why? Why are there no men regulating men's bodies?
U.S. Representative Lucy McBath called on women to stand up and fight for the ability to choose whether they have an abortion during a teletown hall with the 7th Congressional District voters. Representative McBath was asked during the town hall about the recently leaked draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that guaranteed women have the right to make their own decision on whether to have an abortion. It was one of several topics, including prescription medicine costs, voting rights, and gun control, among other issues, that came up during the town hall call-in discussion. Republicans in several states have begun to indicate they will push to outlaw abortions and possibly even some morning-after pills such as Plan B in their respective states if Roe v. Wade is indeed overturned by the Supreme Court. Georgia's law would outlaw abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is about 6 weeks after a person becomes pregnant. Gwinnett County Board of Education has met the lingering accreditation standards that it had to show improvement on after last year's special review, and Gwinnett County Public Schools as a whole met all of the standards to keep its accreditation for the half decade. Cognia Vice President of Accreditation Services Andre Harrison presented the findings of both the monitoring review, which was a follow-up from last year's special review, as well as the regular accreditation review with the school board at an early morning meeting. The improvement from the special review team was on top of what was an overall glowing report from the accreditation review team on the regular engagement review, which the district has to undergo every half decade, and which looks at whether Gwinnett County Public Schools is meeting all 31 standards of accreditation.
Mr. Gumbel, this is a Girl Scout meeting.
Is it? Or is it that you girls can't admit you have a problem?
Girl Scouts of Greater Atlanta in late April hosted more than 60 middle school girls from under-resourced and Title I schools at a teen empowerment summit that concluded a 6-month series of mentorship and peer networking sessions aimed at providing advice and counsel on the steps of successful future, a seat at the table. It has been reported Fewer than 35% of small businesses are owned by women, although female ownership is trending up, especially among Black women. The GSGATL aims to help lower hurdles for young women who are identified through a partnership with communities and schools of Atlanta and represented primarily by Gwinnett County with real-world programming and hands-on activities. The summit was highlighted by workshops on entrepreneurship, brand building, marketing, and preparing for college and career and social-emotional well-being.
Play ball!
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy with Peggy Slappy Properties. We are ready to make the play and help you find your next home. Serving Gwinnett County for 40 years, our veteran lineup will help make shopping for a new home a grand slam. Call us at 770-271-5555 or check us out online at psponline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
For nearly three decades, Marietta-based Must Ministries have made feeding the hungry a priority, and this year, Must will help fill the hunger gap for children throughout the metro Atlanta area. Must Ministries reports that some 42,000 children in Gwinnett County face food insecurity, a problem that's amplified in the summer months when those children are not receiving the meals made available to them in school. Must responds to the problem with its summer lunch program, which is made possible by donations and volunteers. Before the launch of the summer lunch, churches, businesses, families, neighborhoods, or organizations gather a host of items for the program. Items can be delivered from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday to a Must Donation Center in Marietta.
You've got mail.
A dispute between U.S. Representatives Carolyn Bordeaux and Lucy McBath over a fundraising email highlight the tensions that have arisen between the two women as the Democratic primary race for the 7th Congressional District continues to heat up. Representative McBath is currently the 6th Congressional District Representative, but she opted to challenge Representative Bordeaux, who is the incumbent 7th Congressional District Representative, rather than seek another term in the 6th District after Republicans redrew its boundaries to lean more toward the GOP this year. State Representative Donna McLeod is also running for the 7th District seat. The winner of the Democratic primary will face one of several Republicans running for the seat. The Bordeaux campaign is now fighting back against McBath's fundraising email by offering up criticism of it and doubling down on Representative Bordeaux's previous criticism of her fellow congresswoman. For now, the McBath campaign is responding to the Bordeaux campaign's criticism of the fundraising email by saying it feels the email speaks for itself.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for high-quality educators just like you. Do you have what it takes to shine in Gwinnett County Public Schools? Register today for the Educator Connect Career Fairs. District administrators from the GCPS team will be conducting interviews to hire talented teachers in all subject areas and grade levels for the 2022-23 school year, and district contracts will be offered. The next interviews will be held on May 26th, so the deadline to register is May 25th. Candidates interested in scheduling an interview must be certified or will be by July of 2022. Interviews will be held at the J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center. To be considered for an interview, complete the online application under the Careers tab at gcpsk12.org.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know that over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Tuesday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.